We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I'm looking today at odds to make the tournament. Clemson's listed as 53%, Wofford 98%, Furman 42%, South Carolina 10%. My alma mater, Florida, 23%. Oh, man, it was supposed to be better than that this year. You know, it's interesting. We're about to be joined by Aaron Torres, who, for my money, is one of the best college basketball media personalities in the country. He hosts for Fox Sports Radio. He hosts the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast, which is one of the top 10 college basketball podcasts in the country. He's a contributor with Kentucky Sports Radio and the Athletic College Basketball website. Aaron Torres joins us right now on the line. Aaron, always enjoy it, my friend. How are you, bud?
Do we have any time to actually talk hoops after you ran down my entire resume? What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing really, really well. Great to have you on. So I've been teasing this, Aaron. I believe that the failure of South Carolina basketball this year, and look, nobody is suggesting that Frank Martin, elite head coach, be replaced. But South Carolina's effort this year, 12-11, same record as my alma mater, Florida, is disappointing. 10% chance to make the tournament. I can't believe that they allowed to get Ja Morant. They allowed him to leave the state. I can't imagine that. This is a guy who NBADraft.net says is number one on their big board right now, even over Zion Williamson. He's from right here, born in Dalzell, South Carolina. South Carolina offered him, but he chose Murray State over South Carolina because his father apparently said, you go where they want you. Evidently, Murray State wanted Ja Morant a lot more than South Carolina did, and now he's a 24-point-per-game averaging, 10-assist-per-game averaging, number one potential overall draft pick in the NBA earning player. How did this guy get out of the state, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know if that's really a Frank Martin problem, Mark. You know, what I would analogize it to is, I'll do the typical sports radio guy thing because, of course, I do host sports radio. You go on a couple dates with, the nice little girl. Maybe she's in the band. You know, she plays the flute. She's sweet. She's wholesome, whatever. You really hit it off. You have a great time. And then out of nowhere, the prom queen says, hey, I'm free Friday night. What are you doing? A lot of people would take the prom queen. You strike me as that kind of guy, Mark. I don't know. But me?
Wait. Murray State is not the prom queen, dude.
Wait a second now.
What are you talking about?
First of all, no. South Carolina's the prom queen. Mighty SEC. Frank Martin.
Oh, right. Four. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Exactly. And so what I would say is, first of all, Murray State, they actually have an incredible basketball tradition. They've put guys in the NBA, Cameron Payne most recently. And I think it's a simple thing of, want of feeling like you're wanted, and Murray State was on him early. Ironically, you mentioned my podcast last year when Murray made the NCAA tournament, I had Matt McMahon on as their head coach. And he really kind of actually took me down that recruitment long before most people knew who Ja Morant was. So, South Carolina is certainly not the only power school that missed on him in that region. Obviously it looks bad for Frank Martin. I get it. But I will also defend him. Murray State got in on him early. They prioritized him. And sometimes, like I said, Mark, you want to go in life where you're wanted.
You can't be late on a guy like that, though. Frank Martin can't be late. And you look at the rest of his
office. Everyone in the ACC
I get it. Duquesne, Maryland, Eastern Shore, South Carolina State, and Wofford were his other offers. Was very lightly recruited. But gosh, man, if I'm a South Carolina Gamecock fan lamenting what has been a very disappointing season as the Gamecocks take on Tennessee tonight in a matchup that they have no chance in whatsoever, I'm really wishing this guy is on the team.
Another thing really quick, Mark, and I think this is another important element, and this goes across sports too. The Ja Morant that we're seeing at Murray State isn't necessarily the Ja Morant that we would see if he was at South Carolina. You know, part of this too is fit, and I'll give you a really good example of this. Trae Young, when he was recruited, it came down to Kentucky and Oklahoma. And at Kentucky, John Calipari did his big famous speech of, you know, it's, you know, you're part of a team and it's about what's best for us and you're not going to get 15, 20 shots a game. And if Trae Young had gone there last year, maybe Kentucky wins the national championship. Maybe they make the Final Four. Maybe Trae Young still wins National Player of the Year. But what Oklahoma sold him on was, you're going to have the ball the entire season. You are our starting point guard for day one. And I'm not saying Trae Young only chose them because he was guaranteed playing time. But Trae Young was sold, you're going to have the ball in your hands. The offense is going to revolve around you. He ends up at leading the country in scoring and assists, ends up as a lottery pick. Did Trae Young make the wrong choice because he didn't choose Kentucky? I don't think so. And I think it's the same thing with Ja Morant, who, to your point, is still going to be a top five pick despite not going to a power school.
Yeah, it just hurts from a South Carolina standpoint.
Oh, sure.
There's no doubt about that. Incredible comeback from Duke last night. I'm at a local watering hole last night. We leave the game, and I can't figure out how Duke did what they did to Virginia and then is getting run out of the building by Louisville. You ever wake up in the middle of the night, Aaron, turn on your phone, and you think you're dreaming when you see something? Like, it doesn't seem real. Like, 4 a.m., I open Twitter, and it's like, amazing Duke comeback. And I'm like, okay, dude, put the phone down. You'll wake up later, right? I mean, clearly that didn't happen. Come to find out that really did happen. Amazing comeback last night for the Blue Devils. Saw that you did an emergency podcast on both that and the amazing end of the LSU-Kentucky game. Zion Williamson, you know, so ballyhooed, so talked about, like a lot of movies, Aaron, a lot of times players can never live up to that kind of hype, and he's the it flavor of the month right now in college hoops. My favorite attribute that he has, that he possesses, Aaron, is his passion. And I think ultimately we've seen guys with his size and skill set that haven't had his passion, and they don't always work out at the highest level in the NFL. I'm sorry, in the NBA, they don't always work out at the highest level, but Zion Williams' passion for the game tells me that he's going to be a stud. NBA comparison for me, a better Draymond Green. Agree or disagree?
First of all, I'll say unequivocally that I do agree with you on is the way in which he plays. And I've made this point really for most of this season, but it would be so easy for that kid to say, I'm going to be a millionaire in 6 months. And in this case now, 2 or 3 months, what do I care? And, you know, maybe it even goes as far as the Scottie Pippen thing of, why do I even need to be here? I've done enough. I've proven the point. I'm the best player in college basketball. It'd be so easy for him to take the Ben Simmons route, whoever you want to say, and say, you know what, I'm good, whatever. I'm going to either take it easy, whatever, lay low, leave college, whatever. He's done the exact opposite, Mark. He plays so hard every single night. To me, that's the most impressive thing about him is he plays so hard. He's the team's best rebounder. He's the toughest player in the paint. He's the biggest X factor on both ends of the court. That's what stands out to me. Now, as far as the NBA stuff, you know, the best comp I think, you know, that I've heard through the you know, really years since I've been kind of following him is, you know, I think he's a more polished Sean Kemp. You know, when Sean Kemp was coming up, I mean, Kemp was more of a power player without the skill set that Zion has, handling the ball, all that stuff. I will say, though, if I was an NBA GM, now, I would take him with the number one pick. You can't pass on Zion Williamson. Your career will be defined by that forever. I would rather miss on Zion Williamson and be wrong than be right for passing on him, because chances you won't be good. I don't know that I buy that. You know, I'm hearing people say he's the safest bet, the surest thing since LeBron James. I don't know if I buy that. You know, all I'll say is because he plays so hard, we've seen this year, he takes a lot of big falls, a lot of bumps and bruises. You know, he obviously missed a half against Florida State after getting poked in the eye. I think one of his greatest attributes, which is that work ethic amongst the many incredible attributes, I think that can be maybe his downfall at the NBA level in terms of he takes so many hard hits. He's he's refereed differently in the way that Shaq was, in that because he's so strong, I think he just, you know, he gets clobbered and a lot of times they don't call it. I'm not saying I would pass on him. I don't know that he's this can't miss, you know, you can build your organization around him at the NBA level for 15 years. Again, if I was an NBA GM, I would find out, because there's no way I'm passing on him at number one overall. But I have heard this kind of notion that he's as safe a bet as we've had in college basketball in, you know, 15 years since LeBron came out. I know he didn't play college basketball, but you get the point. I don't know that I quite buy that, though.
Clemson listed as having a 53% chance to make the NCAA tournament today. They're off of the huge win over Virginia Tech over the weekend. You're lean one way or the other for the Tigers as of today, Aaron.
My lean for the Tigers is honestly that they're in, and I'll tell you why, is because the bubble is terrible this year, Mark. I mean, it is historically bad. By the way, what was the number you gave me on Wofford? 98% or something like that? 98%
chance for Wofford of making the tournament. Yeah.
And that speaks to how bad the bubble is. And that's not a knock on Wofford, but traditionally a team from that conference, you would think if they don't win their conference tournament, they're doomed. Wofford has done enough during the regular season where they're probably going to get an at-large bid. And so I look at Clemson. They're 5-5 overall in the ACC right now. They have winnable games remaining. They don't have kind of a loaded back end of the schedule. But part of this is just also college basketball. Once you get past about the top 20, 25 teams, and some of those teams are obviously going to get automatic bids, there's just not a lot there. You know, it's been a national narrative, and it's correct that the Pac-12 very well could be a one-bid league. The Big East is down. That's traditionally been a 6-7-bid league. I think it could be as few as 3, probably 4 or 5. Some of the mid-major conferences that usually get multiple bids, the Mountain West, the Atlantic 10, they're down. And so I just think there's opportunities for Clemson. I think they really, the crazy thing is I don't even think they have to do anything spectacular, just win the games they're supposed to, beat Boston College, beat Pitt, beat those kind of teams, and I think they'll be okay. The thing I'd say about college basketball, though, this year is all those teams that just need to win those games don't always do it. So it'll be interesting, but I like them a lot more than 53% at this point in the season, Mark.
Tweet and Clemson made Clemson fans very, very happy with that. A tweet from Seth Davis last night. There you go, buddy. If you don't watch college basketball until March because you think the regular season doesn't matter, then you don't deserve to be happy. Seth Davis coming strong on Twitter last night. Aaron Torres, your reaction?
I'm always happy. So, I'm not going to speak on other media members. Look, I'll say this, Mark, and you and I are great friends dating back many years.
Sure.
I think most people have the opinion of regular season college basketball that you do. I get it. I don't begrudge anyone. I think it's a really hard sport to follow. What I really think college basketball has become, Mark, is a lot like baseball in that it's very localized. You follow your team. And when a Zion Williamson comes along, you tune in for him. But I understand the idea that a Clemson fan isn't going to sit there on a Tuesday night feeling like they have to watch Kentucky or Arizona or Michigan or Michigan State. I get that. So, you know, listen, I love college basketball. I love watching these games. I love watching these teams develop. But I'm not going to, you know, begrudge anyone who does otherwise. And obviously, you know, now that I'm doing the national radio show, I'm obviously watching more NBA, watching more NFL. And I understand the idea that for the average sports fan outside of maybe the team that you love, the team that you follow, you just don't have a lot of time to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a college hoops in the regular season is a local/regional sport. Yep. That's okay. But I'll actually come off of that previous stance a little bit, Aaron, to say that I think college basketball is onto something the last couple years with the marketing effort around Trae Young last year, the marketing effort around Zion Williamson this year.
They've that year.
Right. What's that?
Ben Simmons the year that he was there?
Ben Simmons the year before. They have created appointment viewing around players, right? And so you always say, right, the NBA is about stars, college basketball is about the team, and I think the coverage has shifted more to stars, and it's made me feel like I've got to watch Duke when Zion Williamson is on. So I think that's something that college basketball is doing right to get me tuning in during the regular season, so I know what the hell I'm talking about when I see Zion Williamson in the tournament now, right?
Yeah, do I have a half a second to jump in on that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. I didn't know if we had to get to break or anything. Again, I'm a radio pro now, so I know these things. So I really believe there was a very telling thing this weekend that made me believe that if Adam Silver is serious about removing the one-and-done rule, he is out of his grab-the-dump-button, out of his mind. I won't use the word. But that was this, Mark. You know, everyone made such a big fuss about the AAF, the new football league, outrating Saturday NBA basketball. You know what outrated both of them? Was Duke and Virginia. You know what that says to me, Mark Ryan?
What's up?
It says more people are interested in seeing Zion Williamson than they are the last two NBA MVPs going head-to-head on a Saturday night. That says to me that college basketball, while imperfect, while it has its flaws, I get it. It is an unbelievable marketing tool for the NBA, and I have never understood for the life of me why the NBA is in such a rush to bring back this, to change the one-and-done rule, allow high school kids to enter the league. I understand they want to build up the G League financially. It makes sense. But you cannot put a price on what the marketing that Zion Williamson has gotten this year, the marketing that Lonzo Ball had his year in Los Angeles, Trae Young you mentioned, Ben Simmons you mentioned. You know, you go on and on down the list. It might only be two or three guys a year, but, I mean, these guys are coming into the league as fully formed stars. Zion Williamson will be must-watch TV in Game 1 next year. Lonzo Ball was must-watch TV in Game 1, even though he hasn't played as well at the NBA level. It boggles my mind that Adam Silver is in such a rush to do the popular thing on social media rather than what's best for his league. What's best for his league is send Zion Williamson to college. Oh, by the way, your scouts and evaluators get an extra year to evaluate these guys. Zion Williamson would not have been the number one pick coming out of high school. He might not have even gone top three, top four. Give him that year. You market the heck out of him. You get a prepackaged star. I just don't get why the NBA is in such a rush to change this rule.
Aaron Torres, man, I am loving your big opinions, man. I mean, it's your big opinions are appointment listening, bro, and I love it, and it's great to have you on. Hope to have you on again as we get closer to the tournament here, brother. Thank you so much for the time. Good catching up, man.
Yeah, if people like that, you know, that abbreviated edition, my podcast, deep dive on that on Sunday, Monday. So check that out, the Aaron Torres podcast. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You got it, buddy. One of the top 10 college basketball podcasts in the country, the Aaron Torres College Basketball Podcast. Be sure to check that out. Hey, everyone's loving the changes that have been brought forth by the Alliance of American Football, which brought to light an interesting question for me. What changes should happen to the other sports leagues? And what change would make you walk away from the sports you love? My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day. This is a hump day, right? Does that make the bloopers? Hey, by the way, Lonzo and I are going to start doing monthly bloopers. Did you listen to the bloopers that I sent you?
I did not have time. I don't like being influenced by other things. I know what a blooper is. So, I mean, you know, I'm aware of all I need to do is find out every time you make a mistake. And that's not very difficult to do.
Well, Lonzo, here's what I'd like you to do. Okay. I'd like you to pull, excuse me. You're just going to give me a drive-by shot like that and then let me continue on my way?
I just wanted to prove you don't really listen to me.
No. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like to play the bloopers segment that I sent you at 2:50, okay, in the 2:50 segment. And here's what I'm going to share with you guys, okay, because we're gonna kind of hold Lonzo's feet to the fire here and challenge him. So what I'm going to share with you is kind of a timeless, it's a timeless blooper reel of when I used to host with Booger McFarland in Tampa, okay? And the bloopers that were funny then are still funny now, right? So when I was hosting with Booger McFarland, now Monday Night Football analyst, we did a little monthly bloopers thing every single month, and we'll air the bloopers reel that I have for one given month of when I used to host with him back in 2014, okay? So then you'll be able to hear the bloopers, and Lonzo will be tasked with putting together the bloopers over the course of the month. Now, one thing Lonzo told me that I didn't appreciate is if he's putting together the bloopers, it's going to be all my bloopers and none of his. Lonzo, say something for yourself here, sir.
I think anybody would do that. So
really?
I mean, it's not, yeah.
Okay, I think I just had one blooper right there, though.
I'm infallible, nearly perfect.
I think our favorite letter conversation from earlier should maybe make its way into the bloopers.
But see, that's not really a blooper, though, because I answered the question.
It's bloopers and fun stuff, right? It's kind of
okay,
fun
so
stuff.
Now you're expanding.
Yeah, you'll see what it's like when we hear it at 2:50 today.
Not like I'm one to shy away from work, but it definitely sounds like a lot of work. I'm just saying.
It is. You know how, like, during the show, guys, I wish you could see this. I see Lonzo whenever I say something that he disagrees with, or if I say something that I'm having a big opinion on something, I'll see Lonzo writing things down. And I know that he's either going to make what he's writing down the segment that he tweets out or puts on social media from the show, or he's going to make it like a show promo that you hear during the day, right? If you haven't heard Offsides with Mark Ryan, here's what you're missing kind of deal, right? So anyway, now I'm going to see Lonzo writing down every time I mess up, and I'm not sure how that's going to make me feel. It's going to be like a performance, right, where you're being judged, and every time you screw up, the judge writes something down on a piece of paper,
you're
right?
Doing this to yourself,
yeah,
which I don't get, and I'm going to need more paper in here.
You know, this is true, though. For the longest time in my career, Lonzo, I wanted to have the perfect show. I mean, it was just my goal to have the perfect show. And like always, within the first 10 minutes of the show was no longer perfect. And then it just took me a while to realize, and I think this kind of translates with life and sports, that the imperfections make us perfect, right? Your show is never going to be great. You're never going to be your best self if you're trying to be perfect, because if you're trying to be perfect, you can't laugh at yourself, right? And when we take ourselves too seriously to the point that, we can't laugh at ourselves, we've got a problem, right? So anyway, I'm going to like you writing down bad things about me when I have bloopers here on the show. I'm going to enjoy that very, very much. I also want to mention to you right away that at 2:40 here in 10 minutes, guys, I need your help. Okay, I need your help. I've got a company coming to visit me tomorrow. Okay, so the Greenville go-to that I'm asking you for this week, what is the Greenville go-to? Where I ask for your advice on what to see, do, and experience here in this area. Whenever you guys have had company visit you from outside the area, right, and that they've never been here before, what are you doing with them? What like the places that immediately come to your mind? Okay, I've got my aunt coming to town. I've got my significant other coming to town. They've never been to this area before. Where are you taking them? What are you doing? What are you seeing? The Greenville go-to is coming your way 9 minutes from right now, and it's a segment that's based on you. So I hope I get some of your recommendations for family members or loved ones or people you care about. Friends, family, visiting town that haven't been here before, what is your go-to in the entire area? Be it Asheville, be it Charleston, be it Greenville, be it all parts in between. What are your go-tos coming your way 9 minutes from right now? Let's go ahead and get to Bob, who joins us up next. Bob, thanks for the call. You're Offsides, Bob. Go ahead.
Mark, seems like I'm becoming a regular.
I love that, Bob. It's great to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, listen, I got a couple things. Actually, neither have anything to do with what you're talking about, but both, I believe, will intrigue you. Do you ever or have you ever watched in the morning, I think it comes on like 7 o'clock, the CBS morning show? Have you ever seen that?
I never see that. I'm more of a night guy than a morning guy, Bob. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, because I'm up early. So anyway, and I'm talking national from New York. Okay, so the CBS morning show comes on this morning, and they go through a bunch of different topics or what have you. and they bring on a guest because tomorrow is Valentine's. And the guest is there who's done this extensive study, and I'm getting there, I'm going to land the plane, about the websites, you know, the that bring people together, whatever you call them, the scams, you know, the love site scams.
Sure, okay, okay.
Yeah, okay, so he does that. And he said, so to do his study, he let himself be vulnerable to, because he thinks it's all coming from different countries or whatever, and he's telling people how to, you know, get around it, look for words, what have you.
All right, Bob.
He says, so this woman approaches him, or at least he thought it was a woman, and you could tell that the English was not the first language, and he asked the person, well, do you like sports? And the person says, yes, what's yours? He says, college football. Who's your favorite? And, let me back up. It says she's from Alabama. Okay.
Okay.
But she's not using really English words. And he goes, who's your favorite? And this lady goes, well, I like Clemson.
Okay, great.
So my point was simply this. On a national television show, they revealed just point blank that people are out there scamming people. How could you be from Alabama and pull for Clemson? Now, if that don't ring a bell, this will. Go to Ike's. Ike's Corner Grill in Spartanburg is the very best of the best. It's been there 50 years.
Oh, I'm liking where you're going, sir. I'm liking this. Okay, Ike's Corner Grill. Okay.
You can Google it. I can promise you this. It's been there 50 years. It's not like you're going to walk into a Four Seasons or anything. You walk into a Corner Grill, it'll always be packed. You can get your favorite beer. You can get your burgers, your chili cheese burgers. You can get your hamburger steaks with grilled onions and mushrooms on them. It's ungodly. It's a human being shouldn't be able to eat what comes out of there. And it's and it is packed.
I gotcha.
All the time.
Hey, I like your first story. So the point of the first story was that Clemson is becoming a national brand. Is that the gist of what the first point was?
Sort of. If anybody that's scamming you and they say they're from Alabama and then you ask your favorite team and they Google it real quick and they find out the national championship is Clemson and they say Clemson, they didn't realize that, you know, because they're lied about being from Alabama, they didn't realize that that's arch rivalries. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Even scammers know who we are now.
I love it. I love it. Bob, great to hear from you, buddy, and I'm grateful that you're becoming a regular, man. Thank you so much for doing just that. Okay, it is time for the Greenville Go-To. You've got friends, family, people you care about coming to town, and they've never been here before. What are you doing the first day, the second day? What is your plan? Basically, I'm asking you to help a brother out, okay? That's what I'm doing. And that's next, the Greenville Go-To. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, and it's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. It is great to be with you guys on a hump day edition of the program. Okay, so here's the dealio. All right. I think I just dropped a dealio on everybody here. All right.
Who are you?
Yeah, there you go. I don't get it. So here's the thing.
Should that go on there? The dealio thing?
I don't know.
See, now you're going to do nothing but screw up.
So Lonzo and I are, we are adopting a new blooper segment. If Lonzo can get enough bloopers, which I'm sure I will screw up enough, maybe we'll have a little bloopers highlight reel by the end of the month of February. If not, it might be the middle of March where we begin our once a month blooper reel from the show, right? And I thought it would be a fun little thing to do. So I'm going to share with you 11 minutes from right now a previous blooper reel that we put together. That was when I was the co-host of Booger and Ryan with Booger McFarland, now of Monday Night Football in Tampa. Okay, so it's actually one of my favorite bits. And whenever I was applying to radio jobs, I would send this out to the boss who was ever deciding, right? So Mark Hendricks got this piece of audio just because it's light and it's fun. And I think it kind of, if it makes a program director laugh when he's hearing my material, I feel like I'm winning there. Right?
So wait a minute. So you screw up a bunch and the producer puts together a reel and you use your screw ups as a way to get a job.
Yes.
That's either genius or crazy. I don't know which one.
I don't
one.
Know what that says for Mark Hendricks, but he chose to hire me despite the fact that I sent him my blooper reel. okay? He chose to hire me in spite of that fact.
I understand his sense of humor, so that's right up his alley.
There you go. Okay, guys, it is time for the Greenville go-to. Here is the scenario. I'm asking for your calls. I'm asking you to help a brother out, your tweets, your texts. Here's how you can get in touch with us. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. You can hit us on the Health There text line at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and then get to your message. You can get to me on via email, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com, and via Twitter, at Mark Ryan on air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on air, the ways for you to get a hold of us. Here is the question that has been posed to you. You've got company coming to town for the weekend, and they've never been here before. Where are you taking them? Where are you eating? What do you want them to see? I'm asking for a friend, and his name is Mark Ryan on air. Okay, so we've already received Ike's Corner Grill has been one particular recommendation that I have received. A check on Twitter also reveals the following for me. Matt Connolly at the State says Falls Park, Smoke on the Water, walk around downtown, check out the shops and restaurants. Matthew Ogle says check out Nosedive for brunch. Andrew Ullery says Hall's Chop House, Asheville Breweries, and the Mountain Views. Biscuit Head for breakfast. I have no idea what that means. John, J. Barnes John, says Renato and Centro on Main Street. I have no idea if I'm saying that right. No idea how you're saying if I'm saying that right. Okay. Best Italian you can find in the upstate, he says, Renato and Centro. Smoke on the Water is always a safe bet.
I got to interrupt for a second. Yeah. Okay, you're from an Italian family and you're struggling with something that's an Italian name?
What are you trying to say?
I want to...
What are you from? What's your origination?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, well, I got... You're the heartland of America.
What's in you, though?
What's in you? British? Hello, how are you? Hello.
Supposedly...
You're Irish.
German and Native American.
Okay,
supposedly. But, you know, I don't know.
There you go. Sounds good to me.
I think I start with me.
Lake Jocasi. Jocasi? Jocasi?
Jocasi.
Jocasi. Do you just drive by it? Do you just drive by it? What is Lake Jocasi?
No, here's what you do.
Jocasi.
You find a pier and you drive right off of it.
Thanks, Lonzo. I appreciate that. I can count on you. Like, is it something you just pass by? I mean, give me a little bit more than that. Jocasi.
I've been by it. I don't know if people fish on it. I mean, you don't look like a fisher.
What does that even mean? You don't look like a guy like a fisher.
You don't look like a guy who would bait his own hook. That's all I'm saying.
Listen. This is deeply offensive. Okay,
and you grew up in Florida.
How do you know that I'm not Bob Vila in another life? Okay.
Well, Bob Vila puts together houses.
Right.
He doesn't go fishing.
Very handy man. How do you know that that's not me? Okay, you're actually dead right. I have no idea. I like fishing.
I've seen you struggle with your lunch every
day.
There's
I have a fishing rod. I have fishing gear. Okay. Whether I know how to put it all together or not is of no consequence, okay? But I possess it, and that's what's important, okay? All right, let's get to Penny, who's been hanging patiently on the line. Oh, look at these. They're streaming in right now. Smoky Dreams Barbecue on Highway 14 in Woodruff Road. Most delicious barbecue in South Carolina. I don't know who you are that just texted this in, but thank you so much. Penny is joining us next. Penny, you're off sides. Thanks for the phone call.
Hi, what you have to do is see what sporting events is going on, whether it be a hockey game, baseball game, roller derby. You got to do some kind of live.
There's roller derby out here?
Yeah.
What's the roller derby team out here?
I can't think of the name. Ralph Hampton. We have the Greenville roller derby team.
Okay.
It's
so
the ladies' team.
Greenville, I like roller derby. Did you know about the Greenville roller derby team, Lonzo?
It seems like I did.
Okay. Okay, so you knew about that. Sporting events, Greenville Roller Derby. And so you want to make it a sporty weekend then, Penny,
by the way,
right?
They are the Greenville Derby Dames.
Sure. Derby Dames, that's a cool name.
If you got a whole weekend, one has got to go to a sporting event. I mean, that's just the thing, you know. It's so much excitement to go to a thing live. And then also, it's just fun.
I like
that. Go out to eat to a fancy restaurant one day, or go hiking at table rock or something like that.
See, like, I don't know that anyone, like, I don't know that myself or my company wants to go on any half an hour or mile hikes up the side of a mountain, okay? But I'm open to just driving somewhere where I get to see pretty things, okay? Right?
Drive to a pretty place then.
Okay, drive to pretty place. Okay, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Penny is coming strong with the sporting events, with the pretty place. Is there any place where you would describe it as a hike, Penny, that the views are beautiful and it's just more of like a stroll than anything that's really strenuous?
You can go to Table Rock State Park, and there's a small little, it's not strenuous at all, just a little bitty hike, and you see a waterfall. Now, you can keep going hiking up even more, you know, to get the more strenuous part, but you can just take a little brisk walk up to the waterfall, and it's really pretty. It's Table Rock State Park.
Table Rock State Park. I've got it down.
Yes.
I've got it down. All right, Penny, you're the bomb. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. You do the same. Another texter coming in here. El Matador in order number 13. Best unique Mexican. Listen to this. Listen to all these great ideas coming in that are now being shared with all of you, if you've heard of them or not. Ike's Corner Grill.
I want to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I need to know if you will allow this or not. It's your show. We got to get one of the dames on the show.
I'm down.
Okay. I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm really excited about the roller derby.
I'm down, man. Listen, I love roller derby. I used to go see that in Atlanta. And
I've never been to roller derby before.
It's everything that wrestling wishes it was. Okay? It's like it's racing, it's on rollerblades, and it's high contact. It's high intensity. There are collisions. There are collisions in roller derby that would draw a 15-yard penalty in the NFL. I kid you not, man. I kid you not. And it's fun. So thus far, we've gotten El Matador, order number 13, sporting events. We've got Greenville Roller Derby, the Derby Dames, Pretty Place, Table Rock State Park. We've gotten Falls Park and Stacks for breakfast. Okay, I've heard about Stacks for a while now. And then I've also been told to take them to a Greenville Triumph game. C.J. Smith is coming in and is giving me that good information. So I appreciate that. All right. So we got roller derby. Okay, Lonzo, so you got people coming to town. What is your recommendation, Lonzo? Because there's a high likelihood I'm going to listen to your recommendation, and if it bombs, Lonzo, you're going to be in big trouble.
Listen, I'm boring as far as that goes because I work way too much. If I had someone coming in, the first thing I would do would be to bring them to Intercom and give them a tour of the station because most of the people I know, my friends and family back in Ohio, have never been to an actual radio station before. And we have 7 killer radio stations here. That would be the first thing I would do. But we all like doing outdoor stuff. So we would go over to Frankie's Fun Park. And
what is that?
It's right across the street from us. They've got miniature golf. They've got some amusement rides. They've got go-karts. They also have...
I haven't heard of that from anybody.
It's right over there. They have video games on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot of fun. Or I would go to Dave & Buster's. But see, like I said, all my friends and family are real competitive, so we want to do something. And you're forgetting about something. I'm not a big golfer, but there's golf everywhere around here. If you're bringing someone in who likes to golf, you can find an open golf course anywhere.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
We're surrounded by golf. South Carolina is the capital of golf.
I love it. I absolutely love it, man, and I appreciate your kind of low-key suggestions. And if I'm honest, the company's coming tomorrow, and the weather that we have for this weekend kind of blows, if I'm honest with you. You know, it's not looking all that great here. 59 degrees right now. Let's see if I can do this. 59 degrees right now. We've got a high of 63, high of 62, high of 65 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That dips to 54 on Sunday. Then we're back up to 59 on Monday. Can I moonlight as a weatherman, Lonzo? What do you think?
Yeah, we could use you.
We could use you? Yeah, but nothing but clouds and nothing but rain. Damn. Right when you have company coming too, man. Nice 4-day weekend, and this is what you get hit with. If you're into high-speed go-karting, check out Le Mans Go-Karting.
It's Le Mans, by the way.
I'm sorry, dude. I mean,
Le Mans is like a big race.
Google Carrick Creek Trail at Table Rock State Park from Ray and Greer. Thank you so much. BMW Zentrum, what is that? What is the Zentrum? What does that mean?
BMW has a lot of experience type things, and that's probably one.
Listen
of those.
To all this escape room. Look at all these cool things coming in. You guys are the bomb. I really, really appreciate that. And because of that, I'm going to reward you with a really funny blooper segment that is coming up next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys on a hump day edition of the show. Make sure you stick and stay because at 4 o'clock, Jeff Pantridge is back for day number two. In Virginia, he hosted a show called The Pants Party. You can call him Pants. He's my good friend, was my producer in Tampa. He's filling in for Sturge the rest of the week. Had a chance to hang out with Sturge last night, his first outing. Since he's gone through all of his surgeries and stuff, he looks great. He sounds great. If all goes
He said he looks great. Come
looks
on.
Looks great.
Come
yeah.
on.
Looks healthy,
go,
man.
Come on. We're talking about the same guy.
By the way, he looks healthy. And by the way, I learned the hard way in the last few years, Lonzo, you're not allowed to tell a lady that she looks healthy. And I don't know why that is.
That means fat.
No, it doesn't mean
fat. Yes, it
does.
It means if you tell a woman that she looks healthy, it means
I
fat.
I told Mark Sturgis he looks healthy. I'm not telling him he looks fat. Come on, man. Healthy means your color's good. You look vibrant. You look alive. You know what I'm saying? That's what it
someone
means.
Someone says you look healthy, my first thought would be, what's that supposed to mean? What did I used to look like?
Alonzo, only you would think that, man.
You're wrong.
Seriously.
You're wrong.
Only you would think that. It's a compliment, brother. It's a compliment. Like, what did you used to look like? It's a compliment,
I never...
man.
Looked at a dude and say, man, you know, you look healthy. I've never said that before.
I'm just telling you, when somebody's been through the mill, as Sturge has, it was good to see him looking like the way he needs to look in order to come back.
And how do you know he looks healthy? You just met him. You've seen him twice. Listen, you don't know that he looks healthy.
Well, I have nothing to compare it to, but he's very vibrant, man. He looks like he's ready to go. He's raring to go. We fired him up last night.
We'll see about that next week.
All right, by the way, Lonzo and I have decided we're going to start putting together a monthly blooper reel. Now, Lonzo, we're setting the bar high, and that is a very, very, you're going to hear that blooper in this reel here. This is a blooper reel from my days hosting with ESPN's Monday Night Football analyst Booger McFarland in Tampa. You'll hear both Booger and I in this blooper reel, and we are setting the bar high for Lonzo in his blooper challenge that we hope to bring you sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So here's one of our blooper reels from
See, this is a problem when you try to play something. I'm pushing play, and it's just not playing. I'm gonna have to refresh the page, I guess.
Oh, okay. So,
dude, I'm pushing it. We played it earlier during the break. This is not working.
It's not working. Okay, so we will try to get that to you. It was working. It was working a minute ago. It was working momentarily. So. We'll try to get that to you just as soon as we possibly can.
Does this
can.
Make the blooper reel, the fact that we can't
yeah,
get the blooper
I mean,
reel
yeah,
to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a story in
Stop
and of itself.
Stop looking at me like it's my fault. It's a computer. It's not my fault.
No, I got you. And you even warned me. You said, Mark, if this makes the computer crash, I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you indeed. A lot of fun stuff still to come on the show today, especially in the final hour of the program. We have the top three at three. There is a major change. There it is. This is Booger and Ryan, live from TD's Tailgate.
Hold on. Where the hell are you broadcasting
live
from?
Somewhere else, evidently. TD's Tailgate Grill in Canton, Ohio. This is Booger and Ryan, Sports Radio.
Seventh man. The thing about you dancing on your head, I think you've been dropped on your head. You're the one that likes Tebow. You're the one that thinks the Gators are top 25.
Let's go to Sammy in Tampa. You're up next. On 98.7 The Fan.
Hey, Booger and Rich, long-time fan, first-time caller.
Hey, talk to Rich. Hey, say hello to Rich. Rich,
hey, what's going on, Sammy?
hey,
Sammy.
This is the 20. Is it the 21st or 22nd century? It's 21st, right?
Yes.
This is the 21st century. Roller Girl is going to ask Kiermaier out, and we're going to have that live at some point on 98.7thefan.com. At some point.
Mark, don't let him get away with that.
This is the 22nd century.
No, I asked.
George Jetson.
Seriously, I ask you because...
Jane, his wife?
Hey, okay, hold on. First of all, I didn't say it. I asked you the question, which century it was. Okay, I mean, listen, guy, you're older than me. So.
Boy, that LSU edumacation. I'm telling you what.
Okay,
telling you what.
I'm not even going to...
The annals of history. Okay. So, you know, Lovie Smith is commenting on tonight's game, and he's setting the bar hard. He's setting the bar. That was not a dirty joke, folks, I promise.
this new NFL with just one practice a day, Coach. I think I could still play in this NFL, man.
Well, let's not go that far.
Rashad in Clearwater wants to comment on the Bucks and our either-or. Rashad, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, in there, what's going on, fellas? Booger, Marcy, how y'all doing?
Hey, he called me Marcy. This caller called me Marcy, so I called him Rashanta, and that's how he rolled. So a little sampling of kind of the blooper reel, fun stuff coming your way. The top three at three is up next. In my opinion, Trevor Lawrence has been dissed. This is Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.